Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Hey, guys.
Having trouble unlocking the mystery that is woman?
Why'd you have a fake?
Of course.
Really?
On occasion.
How could he not know that?
They overdo the theatrics. They're like swinging from the chandelier. Oh, what? My God, you're an Adonis. This is amazing.
It's time to go inside the warped female brain.
All right. Right now, you can text or you can call with your question for Danielle as we go inside the warped female brain. And she explains exactly what is going on up there. This is a 978 text. My spouse is friends with exes on Facebook. I know this because I have been told their names. But when I mention that he is that my spouse is friends with them on Facebook, my spouse says they are not friends with them. I am also aware that they like their pictures. I'm nervous because the exes comment and like the posts that they are tagged in. Am I being paranoid? Why would they do this?
It's Facebook. Like, I wouldn't, unless you have some evidence. Granted, Facebook ruins marriages and lives. But unless you have some kind of evidentiary proof that, you know, something's going on, I wouldn't worry about it. You know,
you have proof. They're liking the photos.
That's ridiculous.
Like, it's complicated.
It really is.
It
really is.
It's not complicated.
Anxiety through technology is just so overrated.
Like, I don't, you know, people look way too much into likes. Yes, there are scenes where you can look into something and find a lot of information on social media. But, you know, I'm scrolling by. I give people a like to support, you know, their new pyramid scheme business.
Doesn't mean you want to.
Or the fact that they got a dog.
It doesn't mean you want to smash them.
No.
It doesn't, yeah.
It's just a like is an acknowledgement. I saw this.
Well, it's like when your partner or your wife or your husband leave their phone on the kitchen counter. And you're there making a sandwich and it goes off and it's a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, hey, wait a second.
Here's a 508 text. I went on a Bumble date on Saturday night.
Okay.
Why would my date feel compelled to tell me that she made out with her male roommate a couple of months ago when this is during our first date? She said, even though said roommate now has a girlfriend of his own. So they're on a first date, and the girl feels compelled to tell him that she made out with her male roommate a couple months ago. Why?
I'll tell you what this is.
To make her look seem desirable?
No.
Or?
This is the classic conversation stall. You're on the first date. It's been going well. You both have things to say. And then you get to that point about three quarters of the way through the date, where you've clearly both run out of things to say and you don't want it to be awkward. So now you're just trying to keep up the flow of conversation. Yeah. And the first thing you think of was this dumb story about how you made out with your male roommate. And then you're like, what am I doing? Why am I telling him this?
Yeah.
And then you can't get the words back in your mouth. So you have to kind of try to finish the story, make it seem not that bad. Ha ha. Laugh
drink?
It off. Right. Like, you know what? I'm just going to run to the bathroom real quick. And then hopefully the conversation will reset itself.
Here's a 617 text as we go inside the warped female brain. If you like a woman but aren't sure that she feels the same, what is the best way to ask her out without being creep scale 12?
Want to grab a drink sometime?
That's the best one?
Courage,
just,
man.
Yeah, just easy. And don't get butthurt or weird if she wavers. You can jump in with the quick rescue and be like, no biggie if not. Just figured it might be fun. Act real casual about it. Don't act like it's a big deal. Maybe neg her after if she says no. She'll come around.
Well, you set the hook, though. then she might think about it and a week later go, hey, you want to go for that
cocktail?
Let's
grab that drink.
Exactly. It all depends on one thing. Let's be real.
How good looking you are?
Exactly. Uh-huh. You could say sex now, you know, and okay, sure.
Yeah.
Here's a 603 text. I just went through my girlfriend's phone and found stuff I don't like, but it was from the past.
Oh.
What should I do?
Ignore it. Like, and stay out of the phone.
It was
shame on you. Who going through your girlfriend's phone?
If you are not prepared for the consequences of what you could possibly find, because everyone goes, it's like the concept of random reward. You open your phone, you open email, there's nothing there. You put your phone down, you pick your phone back up 8 seconds later and open your email back up, hoping you're going to get that random reward of one new email. It's like the same thing with the communication and other stuff. Just don't even go there.
Here's a 781 text. When my girlfriend asks me to be more romantic and sensual in the bedroom, I have no problem doing that. When I ask her to be more aggressive in the bedroom, she makes it seem like it's a chore. What is the deal here?
Apples to oranges, babe. Apples to oranges. It's two different worlds. And if you haven't noticed, many women are very selfish in bed. And many men are too. That's why we have to ask you for the nicey nice and the cuddly stuff. You cuddling is probably not as much of a sacrifice as her getting more aggressive, which is cuddling isn't really, that's a pretty easy passive thing to do, right? It's not outside that many people's comfort zones.
Sure.
Getting more aggressive in bed, if that's not built into you, that's a hard thing to do.
Well, I'll just, my advice to people that don't like to cuddle, the easiest way to get over that is the hand holding.
Mm-hmm.
Just hold the hand. That's all she wants.
Here's a 781 text. Our female roommate finally moved out, and after the last box was moved into her new place, she kissed me on the lips and said, "Thank you for everything." What does that mean?
Dude, yeah, okay. If she didn't take it out right there and then have her way, I don't know that she's DTF. I know you want me to tell you that she is, because now she's moved out, so you don't have the muckety-muck of living together and hooking up.
774 text. As we go inside the warped female brain here at WAAF-FM and HD1, Westboro, Boston, WEEI, HD2, Lawrence, and WWBX, HD2 in Boston. Speaking of asking someone out, what is the best way to ask a girl out at the gym without being creepy? We've said a couple things in passing, but it hasn't been much more than that. Now, I know in the past, during this segment, women have said, I don't know if they mean it or not, but they've said, stop asking us out at the gym.
Yeah. Yes.
Is that like a thing?
We don't want to talk to you at the gym unless you're the hottest guy there.
No, no. Okay. Inside, though, right?
I'm asking Danielle. Why is that?
Because we're there to work out. Most of the time, we're not like dressed up and stuff. We're focused. We have headphones in. I'm not going to the gym to have a chat with you and have you potentially ask me out. I just want to go work out and then go about the rest of my day.
Unless you're, as Shu said, a
really, really hot, super good-looking person. Now, LB makes a good point about the, you know, inside the gym thing. If you can work the timing out without seeming stalky so that you walk in or out at the same time, you have a little bit more window there to kind of potentially ask for, you know, or have more engagement, I guess you could say.
Is it safe to assume that if a woman goes into a gym fully done up, makeup, everything, that it would be safer to approach her?
No.
That's a legit question, because I don't know.
No.
I see women go in, they just go in, no makeup, they're working out, and I see women go in and they're totally done up, makeup, hair, everything. Are they there to socialize, or is that just a safety
thing? That's it. Some women like to do their hair and makeup all the time.
Okay.
I'm not someone that does that at the gym, but there are women that do that. There are some women that are that might be insecure about skin issues and stuff like that, which is why they always wear a lot of makeup on their face, because they're, you know, it's just full coverage stuff. No big deal. I wouldn't take hair and makeup as an invitation at the gym to converse.
Okay. Not that I'm going to a gym or anything.
I mean,
seriously.
If she's on the stair climber.
Shu meets a lot of women at the Table Talk Pie Factory.
That's right.
As you mentioned earlier.
You're having a shake?
Right.
That's very mean.
Two straws, please.
Yeah, baby.
Let me get that.
But if she's on the elliptical with a large iced coffee from Dunkin', and her hair is perfectly coiffed. She's got white sneakers on without a scuff of dirt on them and is like having a cell phone call, like FaceTiming someone. That person you could probably safely approach.
Okay. Now, here's a text that says, 29-year-old female here, if I got asked out at the gym, I'd be flattered. So there are some who don't mind, I guess.
Here's the problem with the gym scenario. It's kind of like asking, you know, the girl that works behind the counter at the coffee shop out. If it's a no, you may have to adjust your daily routine. Because yes. If you ask the girl at the gym out, you see her there every day at the same time. She says no, then she gets weird and stops talking to you. Then one of you has to adjust your schedule. So just caveat emptor.
Another reason not to go to the gym. Here's Peter. Hello, Peter.
Hey, so my experience, women think that they don't want to talk to you at the gym because they think they're sweaty, they look the worst, they think they smell. Yeah, you don't, but I understand you want to get out of there. But if a woman even smiles at you at a gym, that means they just want to talk to you later on if they're not at the gym.
Okay. LB would refer to you as Studley Wonderballs.
Yeah. I know. Guys, what do I call it? It's the 50-50. Take your shot.
Right.
Guys don't care if they get shut down.
Right.
You know, there's 9 other chicks they're going to chat up for the rest of the day.
Give it a try. Why not give it a try?
Yeah, what are you going to lose?
Yeah. All right. We are going inside the warped female brain. And if you're a man and you are confused about the way the mind of a woman in your life works, you may text a question to the text line, which is 97107, or you can call on the Framingham Ford studio line, which is 617-764-WAAF. Let's see. Female here. I like when the women want to go inside the warped female brain. When one woman thinks another woman's brain is warped, you know it's really warped.
Yes.
I have had men direct message me on Facebook from the gym asking to get coffee. Oh, so she wants to go inside the male mind. I said no, and now when I see him, it's awkward AF. Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah.
I mean, but is it awkward or?
Yes, it is awkward because you said no. The other, it's just that tension. It invites a tension that previously was non-existent in that stranger danger relationship.
I think it's one of those things. You don't be anxious about it.
Right.
You said no. Boom.
Yeah,
but the problem is a lot of people get uncomfortable after they've turned someone down because. That run in after the fact, you see him all the time. It's like, hey, Brad.
Did you find your soulmate?
Yeah, maybe when I get, you know, I'm working on myself. Maybe when I finish this personal development, I'm going to Tony Robbins Business Mastery next week. So, what is the question?
Let's see. Last year, I dated a girl. It went terrible, faster than I wanted it to. Mm. I may be developing a thing for her best friend. We have hung out and talked since we met. Mm-hmm. Do I have a chance, considering that it's her best friend?
I would not go down that road.
Because the other girl is going to say how terrible it went.
Right. She'll say how terrible it went. B, the code thing, depending on, you know, how long you've been out, you know, how long it's been outside the time that you dated the other chick. And then it's the friend thing gets very complicated. It's like being in quicksand. You just get sucked in, and then the more you try to get out of it, the deeper you are in.
This is Chris on the Framingham Ford studio line. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Hey, it's a good question. My girlfriend, she cries a lot, and she's like a bag of emotions. And I'm just wondering, why she always cries a lot?
Why is she always...
She's just a glass case of emotion. Don't say the hormones, because then you make us sound unstable and like we can't run the country.
Yeah.
She may just be going through some issues. People cry for certain reasons.
Maybe she's sensitive.
Yeah.
Why don't you pay attention,
maybe she's
guys.
An empath, and she's dealing with all your negative-ass energy that's always rubbing off onto her.
Ever think of that guy?
Did you grab some sage or some Palo Santo? My God.
Here's a 774 text. Why does my wife tell her sister about everything that we do in the bedroom?
I don't understand that. I don't know. I don't, you know, I'll talk in vague terms about stuff like that, but that's my time.
Because they're sisters.
But that's, no. Yeah, that makes it that, so weird.
Some
I don't
sisters
need to hear.
Are very, very close. Like sibling, we don't
oh,
know
I
Daniel because we're only children,
right?
But some siblings are very, very, very close, and
no,
they share everything.
Yeah. But that's clearly going to be uncomfortable for him. Like, would
yeah.
she?
Oh,
would she want him talking to his brother about that same stuff?
Right.
Probably not.
Because
right?
the next time you see your sister-in-law, she's like, "Hey,
right?"
You're like,
Let's see, 774 text. My girlfriend and I usually end up going to a bar on the weekends. Last weekend, she was all over another girl, and eventually they started making out.
How's that?
I got upset, but she says this is not cheating. Is it cheating?
It's cheating if your partner thinks it is. You know, I've dated guys who would be psyched if, you know, their girlfriend made out with another girl at a bar, mm-hmm. and I've dated guys who consider it cheating. So it's whatever your partner considers it to be. Might not be a big deal to you, but take your partner's feelings into concern. Like if it's something that bothers him or her, then be cognizant of that. Mm-hmm. Be kind. Rewind.
Mm-hmm. Here's a text that says, I totally agree with Danielle. Sisters should not share intimate details about the bedroom with their
it just
with
makes Thanksgiving
other.
Awkward.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Hey, Jim, can you pass, you know, hey, Bucko, pass the turkey leg.
Well, and it's not always roses when the information that they get,
right.
they give the bad stuff too.
Right.
So then you got the stare down right. across the, right. you know, turkey day table.
So you're not going to believe this. Oh, I've been dying to talk to you all week. So we were, oh, I don't know what's going on, but like Saturday, he could not even get it up. And like, I've been hearing those commercials on AAF about Northeast Men's Clinic. And I'm thinking about like maybe like bringing him in for the appointment because what do you think is up with that? So then the next time the sister sees him, she's like, hey, how's it hanging?
Yeah,
or she gives the, hi, Brad.
Hey, how are you
doing? Why are you talking to me like that?
How are you?
Exactly.
You feeling okay, buddy? How's your circulation?
Oh, God, I hate that.
I know things haven't been hard lately, Brad.
Oh!
I mean, they have.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.